want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Podcast Pendulum.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch it, man. Watch it.
You know how I know that you're gay?
Well, you have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when balls are in my face.
That's gay?
You consider the possibility that God does not like you, never wanted you. In all probability, he hates you.
Batu, Rada,
okay then. That's it.
Hello, everyone. Well, welcome to episode 67 of Podcast Pendulum. This is Nate.
And this is Carlos.
It's been a while. It's been about 3 weeks.
Short while. Short
hope little. You guys haven't been going through podcast withdrawals, like Ryuk with apples, contorting in weird shapes doing handstands. Yep. Fucking.
Because they're like cigarettes.
Like cigarettes and alcohol. That's funny. Good times.
Good times.
So what's been happening in our lives for the past 3 weeks? School's been going on.
School's been going on. Work's been going on.
We've been getting more used to school, like getting back into the routine.
Yep.
I skipped a class today. Again.
Yeah, I already...
Sociology.
I already have 2 absences in my math class and 1 absence in my...
Skipped sociology twice. Skipped, intro to electronic media once, but that was just when we were working on the project, so we weren't really doing anything.
Yeah.
He didn't care. He cared. He probably cared, but he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he nothing's everything.
I think I did pretty good on the audio project. The fucking when I'm talking sounds like shit, but I think it's pretty good. There's a cool part where I go, let's go from the past, and you hear the past on the left side only, then I say to the future, and the future's only on the right side. Then I have like this weird machine sound in the background.
Should have added like a phasing, panning, future type of thing. Sort of like transition.
It was just Audacity.
You could do that. I'm pretty sure you could do that.
What do you mean, like a panning, phasing? No, that's what I did, like a panning thing from the left to the right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Don't
be a dick, Nathan.
I had never used Audacity to do panning, so I was like, what the fuck? That's what LMR thing's for.
Don't be a dick.
So I did it. I used the Phenomenon intro, because you already used the regular intro. I don't want him to remember.
Yeah.
Yours.
I don't want to.
He didn't say it sounded like yours, so I was pretty happy. I thought he was going to say, this is Carlos's project. Asshole. Hey, fuck you, dick. You copy Carlos' project. I thought he was going to say that.
Slap you.
I was so nervous.
That he was going to...
No, that people were going to hate it because it was so bad. I thought it was bad. I thought it was a piece of shit. People liked it, though.
I was nervous about mine.
Hey, you know what's fucked up? Everyone in the class failed and lost. Well, not we didn't fail, but we got fucking owned by a deaf guy.
And
The deaf guy in our class beat everyone in the audio project.
How?
How the fuck does that happen? What's that pop? Oh, the Bill and CD's done.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't make any sense. The guys, like, the interpreter, read the story for him, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, fucking, I don't understand.
So how did, what was it like?
It was just like, it was him talking about, when he used to go, because he's from some weird fucking country in Europe somewhere. So
some
he's pretty cool.
Country of deaf people.
A country of deaf people. we're recording. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, he's awesome. His name's Yuri. And he's like, I want to say 30-something, late 30s.
So he's like German or Russian?
I don't know. But he speaks American Sign Language, so fucking, I don't understand. So whatever. Hey, Aquaman finished. Want to see that? Want to see how it looks? Don't worry about everyone else downloading the Aquaman pilot. I want to see if it's any good. I really... Because people said it might be good, and...
Grown.
But anyway, yeah, Yuri's thing was, like, him remembering, going to the beach when he was little, and, the Black Sea. It's fucking awesome. Who could say, I went swimming in the Black Sea? I fucking played there for hours when I was a little kid. So he went to the Black Sea, he used to, like, play around in the water, and, like, just float, and just fucking... He told us, like, all the different shit he used to do, and it was really cool. He had cool sounds in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Because, to do sound, you don't really have to... be able to hear. You just have to be able to see the... Well, once you get so...
Yeah,
like,
see the...
A lot used to it, you can
waves.
See you can see the sound. So, that's probably how he fucking did it.
Probably.
He could read.
The interpreter, like,
probably
helped
him out. Yeah. Probably, like, helped him more. But still, yeah, I was like, holy shit. And everyone was like, wow, we got fucking just defeated by a deaf guy. That's ridiculous.
That shows how good you guys are.
Yeah.
Good thing I didn't have any deaf guys in my class.
The person I used to be, back when you were there for me. But yeah, that was... Hey, contact information. No, contact information for
you. No, contact information. Screw contact.
It doesn't matter. I'm just gonna fucking call. But that reminds me, we do have messages, though, from, like, a long time ago that we haven't played.
True. A collection of messages. Should we start with those, then?
Don't tell me this isn't gonna fucking play now.
Yes. It's not gonna fucking play.
Don't tell me this is not gonna play Aquaman.
It's not gonna play Aquaman. What kind of file is it?
AVI file.
Then it should play Aquaman unless it hates you.
It fucking doesn't play.
It hates you.
Hold on.
Hmm?
Well, can I open it? Let me try Real Player. Real Player usually opens fucking everything.
Because it's real.
Hey, cannot be played. Apparently AVIs aren't supported by Real Player.
QuickTime.
Try QuickTime. Does fucking QuickTime even play AVIs?
Mine does, because I got a patch thing for it.
No.
I guess yours doesn't.
I don't know. No, that wasn't that.
You're queer.
Hey.
Yours doesn't. Because you're queer.
But nothing plays this file. It's not just like, it's just QuickTime. Try EarthenView. I have video player for EarthenView. No,
oh,
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I'm fucking awesome.
Hey.
I have every single fucking plugin for EarthenView ever made.
Wow. Fucking EarthenView.
It's so good. Try Windows Movie Maker. Hey, can't work.
No Aquaman for you.
I wanted to see it so bad.
That's
I wanted to see if it sucked or not.
That's the pilot right there. Can't be
played. Why is it not working?
So yes, messages, Nathan?
Well, let's play the messages. Let's get into them.
Okay, so which one is the first one we should play?
Play both of the Donald ones. Well, all three of the Donald ones. The first, the Donald one. Is Donald 2 JJ the Foreign or L?
I have Donald and L, JJ.
Oh, but play Donald, JJ, and then L. Well, this is a series of messages from our friend Donald. The first one is him just talking about the show in general.
Are we doing it all in a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it. So much easier. So the first one's him talking about, like, the show in general. Then the second one's him talking about the show as a character me and him made up last year called JJ the Foreign, just a random foreign guy.
Just random foreign guy.
And the last one is a message he left us as L from the character L from Death Note. And
plus he had fun with the voice
yeah,
changer.
Yeah, it was funny. He bought a voice changer, and he thought it sounded like L, so he was like, hey, why not? So here are all three of Donald's messages, and here they are.
Good luck interpreting L.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Donald. We're just hanging around at college. I'm looking at Nate right now. I'm looking at him. He's drinking his Nas energy drink. Caleb's here. So, yeah, just want to say hi. Supporting the podcast, you know, we gotta put together a good street team for it, but, alright, so, I'll talk to you guys later. You have fun with the rest of the podcast. I love you.
Hello, the podcast pendulum guys. This is the JJ Foreign Man. Hello, Carlos, and hello, the Nate. I like to listen to your show in my home country. And it's lots of fun. I like you. So, play some more fun music. Goodbyes.
Hey guys, this is Al. Just thought I'd get on the line and tell you guys I really enjoy the show. I really can't talk to you. I really want to move it to go. But, yeah. So, hopefully you guys got with the discussion. See you later.
Thanks, Donald, for the messages. You're probably listening to this right now, probably with Tim or Paul or whoever's house you're, or maybe by yourself, whoever's house you're hanging out with.
With your golf carts.
Yeah, fucking golf carts. I want a golf cart.
No golf cart for you, Nathan.
No, but yeah, thanks for the messages, and I couldn't understand a fucking word the last one was saying. I understood some of it.
We understood.
It's like, hey guys, this is L.
This is L.
But yeah. And then, see you later. That's all I got from that last message. I'm sorry. I could not understand a word you said.
We tried. We listened.
We tried. We listened to it, like, so many times. Like three times. So many times. We got messages from Rory, too.
Yes.
It's a dumb message. Hey, fuck it. Okay.
We'll play Rory's message right now.
Angel 30, motherfuckers. I listened to your show. It's fucking stupid. I don't fucking like this. It's fucking stupid. You guys are fucking cockstalkers. Your show isn't funny. Fuck. It's not funny.
Thanks, Rory, for your message, I guess. I think we're pretty funny. Hey, fuck us, right? Hey, fuck us, right? Fur.
Sure.
Fur.
Fur.
F-U-R. Fuck us, right? Or FMR. For me, right?
Me, right?
Oh, great acronyms. I'm getting back into the acronym game.
XWZ. Owned.
Hold on. Xylophones wail zanily. Fuck you.
Hmm.
That was a good one. You have to admit. Quick.
Touche.
Touche. Zanily. I like zany. It's a good word. Zanily is even fucking crazier.
Your leg appears to be in the middle of my pee stream.
No. My pee stream seems to be, No. Your leg seems to be in my pee stream. Your pee stream seems to be my leg. Striking my leg. I forgot what the other guy says. Jerk. What does he say? What does he say then? Hey.
Well, maybe if you can move your pee stream. What was it?
Fraction to the left.
Fraction to the left.
Perhaps you can move your leg a fraction to the left.
Then we all be rolling good.
Oh my god, it's such a funny sketch. I can't remember. It's too fucking intense. It's too complex.
Yeah. Whitest kids you know.
What?
Whitest kids you know.
Yeah, the whitest kids you know. We haven't talked about that on the show because there hasn't been any fucking shows lately.
Yeah.
The Whitest Kids You Know is a sketch comedy show that played on IFC and is now playing on Fuse, and it's fucking everywhere on YouTube. It's the Whitest Kids You Know, and you know is like, it's the letter U, apostrophe, and the word know. Like, K-N-O-W.
Yeah, knowing something.
Yeah. So it's like the Whitest Kids You Know. And it's just like the most random fucking sketches ever, and I love it so much. It's so funny. A lot of them are really funny. Some of them might be eh, but a lot of them are really funny.
Classroom.
The classrooms get all so fucked up. Whoever can guess whose mom died in the horrible accident can grab something from the goodie basket. Was what? It Tim's mom?
No one
mom?
Wants to answer?
Was it Tim's mom? No, it wasn't Tim's mom. I forgot what the fat kid's name was, but it's like, was it his mom? Yeah, that's right, it was his mom. Who wants to guess how she died? Oh. Who wants to guess what she looked like right before he died? Before she died.
Yeah, she made him.
Yeah, she made him do it. That was so mean. In the end, I was like, oh, his mom didn't really die. No, she's like, I fucking hate that kid.
Do I have to remind you that class participation is a huge portion of your grade?
No, remember, then she was like, I fucking hate that kid.
Yeah.
That was so mean. And it's just five guys. And they all... That one guy acts like a girl all the time. He's always the fucking girl. Yeah. Him and the fat guy. With the weird face head, the one who's mom.
Nail gun.
Oh my god, you killed him with the nail gun.
You know what this means, right?
We gotta bring him back with the Necronomicon. No, I thought you killed him with the nail gun. Oh, I'm saying, it doesn't sound right when you say it like that. We killed him with the nail gun. Oh, so many good sketches. If you go to my YouTube, I have a bunch of my favorites, so you can check them all there.
NTDG.
YouTube.com/NTDG. Just like my MySpace, myspace.com/NTDG.
My MySpace, myspace.com/CarlosKenki, G-N-K-I, one word.
Clever. 1-206-350-3336. Call, leave a message.
PocketSpecialMyHotmail.com. Email.
There's your contact info. Listen to that.
Subliminal contact information.
Go back and listen to that over and over again. Okay.
What were we talking about?
What? Why? Just because you know. Oh. Then... Did I ever tell you that stuff from Pokemon? If you replace the letters?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you have it set on here, though.
Yeah.
So?
That's true.
Talk about the Japanese and their...
their hate of L's and R's.
Yes.
No, I mean, I think I already told you. Don and I started imagining, what if, like, when they translated Death Note, L was changed to R?
R.
Just a giant R.
I am R. It still has the L. I am R.
I am R. Edit this.
Edit cut my sides. Well, that's spoilers.
Edit cuts my side. That's spoilers. That makes so much sense. Oh yeah. My god. I never noticed that.
Are you serious?
I never fucking noticed that.
That was the whole point of that part.
No, I thought I said Eru Kusama. Like, that's spoilers. I thought I said that's spoilers. I forgot to fucking pronounce his name, Eru. I really forgot. I haven't listened. You know how long I haven't fucking watched that video in? At least like 5 months.
I noticed that from the first time.
Never noticed that.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You disappoint me, Nathan.
I think I'm gonna make a Rock and Roll Chainsaw Mr. Lyrics video.
Not Bikini Sports Punching?
I don't know, maybe that too, but it's fucking so much harder. Because it's like the words, he screams a lot more and it's a lot harder to understand, so like to try True. To find stuff out of that.
Have you watched the official video for that?
No,
Bikini Sports Punching?
I favorited it.
Fucking so random.
It's the two guys. Oh, the guy and the girl.
The guy and the girl.
Like, it's like just a banana. And it's like, hey, going inside his body. That's fun, I guess. And picking his boss punching. Picking his boss punching.
It just has a random skeleton dancing around. Punching, the fuck?
I want a Mr. Boogie Tambourine Man video. That'd be so cool. Just fucking all that. Just them all smoking. That's all it would be. Them all just like at a hookah and just smoking.
What about Louisiana? Louisiana Bob.
Louisiana Bob. Louisiana Bob. They wouldn't make any fucking
And they didn't
sense.
Have a video for River.
No.
That was sad. I was looking for it. They didn't have it.
Dominic loves fucking Maximum Hormone now. He listened to a Rock and Roll Chainsaw. I think that's the name of it. Ima. Then he listened to Koi no Mega Lover.
Mm-hmm.
He listened to Gioni Genital Organs Life. Listened to Anal Whiskey Bone. He listened to fucking so many different songs, and he likes them now. Because he likes, like, ska. And, like, so yeah. It's kind of like surfer music, some of it.
So it's...
He likes it. I was like, yeah. you have to send this band to all your friends. All the time. Get them popular. Finally. I thought they'd become so much more popular after Death Note got released over here, but they didn't.
Yeah.
All sad. Beginning
but hey, at least they're not sold out.
Hmm?
At least they're not sold out.
Yeah, that's true. But they'd still be awesome whether they sold out or not, because they're just fucking cool. They seem like they're the kind of people that just wouldn't like act differently if they sold out.
Probably not.
10:51, holy fuck. Let's play
past,
a song.
Past 17 minutes. Oh, we still have messages.
Fuck, I forgot.
He's going to be so sad.
Completely forgot Caleb's two messages.
I'm going to tell him.
What did I forget? You forgot too. You didn't fucking mention them, so don't even.
I didn't mention them. Doesn't mean I forgot.
Don't even lie. You
I'm
forgot
the one
about
that
them.
Mentioned them to you right
you
now.
Forgot about them until
no.
right now with your panda.
I
jerk.
I like my panda.
Well, play Caleb's messages right now, both of them.
Okay, here are Caleb's messages.
Hey, podcast pendulum, what's up? I just listened to episode 66 and I love Caleb. I think you should have him on there more. He's so sexy. I think you should have him host the show because he's amazing. Shut the fuck up, Trisco. Shut up. Sorry, that was terrible. He gets me mad sometimes. But yeah, so bye.
Oh, I'm Nathan. I do good in college.
You know what, Nathan? Some people have to wait an hour and a half for their first class to fucking begin. So I'm just sitting here so bored because you wouldn't skip class. Because you're gay, because you gotta do your work, you gotta get it done. Who does college? God. And I can't find a computer lab. Not the one in the library. That doesn't work. I need one with PowerPoint 2007 or something. And I'm sad and alone, and that's why I'm talking to Podcast Pendulum. Also because it's the best podcast ever. I guess.
Thanks for the messages, Caleb. Sorry we forgot about them. We
Nathan
love
hates you.
We love you, Caleb.
Nathan hates you.
I hate you so much. Okay, so Caleb, hey.
Hi.
Caleb has a puppy. Fucking asshole. I want a puppy. A puppy that abuses guinea pigs.
I'm going to eat it.
Oh, I'm going to molest it.
After you eat it,
yeah.
You're going to molest it.
Touch your stomach. I'm molesting your puppy.
Uh-huh.
And girls at the same time.
I'm listening both his paw and ear at the same time.
We haven't done anything with our lives.
No, nothing. Our lives suck.
Well, did another video project that's on my YouTube account. Thank you, Theodore Geisel. Go check that out.
Okay. So
I didn't talk about the tripod either, did I? Never did.
Did you? I don't know.
Google. Fucking. Okay. Go to YouTube and search for It's a Tripod. And when you search for It's Make sure it's IT apostrophe S.
Not the lazy shortcut way.
So many people at work were like, hey, I couldn't find your video. I was like, hey, search for the tripod. It's like, yeah. I was like, wait, how'd you... Are you sure? Because it's like the second one that comes up. It is. And they're like, yeah, search for the tripod. I started thinking, it's people from work.
Yeah.
I was like, did you put a fucking apostrophe? And it's like, oh, that matters?
Facepalm.
Will and Dominic. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, Dominic can understand. Will.
Will's a father now. He can't be fucking that stupid. I brought some money in for today. For him.
Yeah.
Did Bill tell you about that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's just I've had no cash.
I understand.
To give.
Yeah.
The most I've ever had on me in cash nowadays is just like $2 or $3.
Holy shit. I understand though, so.
Everything's in my account in case I have to use it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Will's a dad. Good for him.
Yep. Congratulations, Will.
We should play a song. We haven't played any songs yet.
We haven't played any songs yet.
Play a song.
Then we'll get into like actual topics, try to collect ourselves.
We won't.
Okay, that works too.
No topic. It's fucking 10:57, Carlos. I have to be home. I have to do 4 tomorrow.
Not to do boss tomorrow. Which song first?
I don't care.
Okay, we'll do your song.
What time is it?
Huh?
Oh, we're still recording? I thought you stopped already.
We'll do your song first, so introduce it.
Okay, this song is called Fear of Flying by A Rocket to the Moon. And you can check them out at myspace.com/arockettothemoon. And enjoy.
I took a picture of a girl I once knew. I kept it here in case I'd run into you. The look on your face could light up a room, but instead you left. And now I'm sitting with my head on the dashboard. Push my seat back and close my eyes. I had this dream that I was on an airplane, afraid to fly. I tip my head to the side and I whisper to this man that was in the aisle. I said, do you know how long it takes before we die? And then I rolled awake. Can you take me back to the person I used to be? Back when you were there for me. I know it seems like forever, but do me this favor, please. Way back when we were stupid and held grudges just to help us sleep. Oh my god, how ridiculous were we? Time I'm around, girl. Your body's sweating and your hands start to shake. I know you can't control your eyes, but I know that your looks are fake. So tease me once and I swear I'll forget how it feels when you got nothing left. We'll take this slow and only work at it sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Can you take me back to the person I used to be, back when you were there for me? I know it seems like forever, but do me this favor, please. Way back when we were stupid and held grudges just to help us sleep. Oh my god, how ridiculous. Took a picture of a girl I once knew. I kept it here in case I'd run into you. The look on your face could light up a room, but instead you left. And oh, you left. Can you take me back to the person I used to be? Back when you were there for me. I know it seems like forever, but do me this favor, please. Way back when we were stupid and held grudges just to help us sleep. Oh my God, how ridiculous were we?
Okay.
We have nothing to talk about right now.
No, we don't. Yes, that was Fear of Flying by Rocket to the Moon. Hope you enjoy.
What a good song. I like that song.
What have we been up to, seriously? On our little
hiatus?
Hiatus of
I haven't been doing anything.
Laziness, procrastination.
Since I turned 18, I've been staying over Emily's house, stayed over Carlos's house.
Yeah, I've been staying over everyone's house, slut.
Hmm? Yeah, I'm a prostitute. No, I'm a slut.
Yeah, your house.
But sluts get paid, though.
Yeah. No, that makes them prostitutes.
Whores get paid. Whores get paid.
Whores and prostitutes get paid.
So let's just do it for fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a slut.
Your house slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite calls is, we have to set up the thing so me and Caleb could stay.
Yep.
Up all night. It'd be fun.
Anything planned this month?
Waiting for this month. Anniversary for me and Emily, 1 year.
Yep.
It's coming up soon. Then her birthday.
Same here.
Yeah. Then her birthday. Yeah. When's your anniversary?
My anniversary with Jacqueline is the 12th. It's this Sunday.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Wait, you've been going out long? Holy fuck, you've been going out longer than me, and I'm like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Holy shit.
Bask in our glory.
That's awesome.
Bow before me right now.
No.
Get down on your knees. Down on your knees.
You call her Jacqueline. I call her Jackie. I don't know. So I used to call her Jackie.
Yeah, you used to call her Jackie. I'm used to calling Jacqueline now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be weird. That'd be like going from me calling you Carl to calling you Tony.
Oh, no.
I couldn't do that. Why?
Don't do that.
Why, you hate Tony?
I hate
it.
I don't know.
I hate it so much.
I'm just so used to being called Carlos. It feels weird to be called Tony.
What about your family?
I'm used to them calling me Tony because... they're too lazy to say Carlos.
I'm not telling everyone to call you Tony.
No, fuck you.
I'm telling everyone to call you Tony.
No, don't do that.
Tony,
don't be a dick.
Tony the fucking tiger. I'm gonna tell everyone to call you Tony the tiger. Dominic's a pig wrestler. What a jerk. What an asshole. Oh my god. That makes me so mad.
I'm so happy right now.
What, that just fucking, I don't know where it just came out of, yeah.
Fucking Dominic.
Fucking Dominic's such a jerk. Beating up pigs.
In the middle of the night.
He goes in the middle of the night with a flashlight, shines a flashlight in the pig's eyes to confuse it, goes behind it, smacks it around a little bit.
And runs.
Beats it up and fucking runs. What a jerk. Because he has the advantage of fucking being bipedal and having thumbs.
And having thumbs.
What an asshole.
Being able to hold the flashlight.
Oh my god. And yeah, scaring it with the flashlight. What a jerk.
Probably makes loud noises too.
Yeah, what a pig.
Actually, no, probably not, because she probably get caught.
The pig. He probably gagged it, too. Fucking creep. Fucking weirdo. Gagged it, made love to it.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Blew its brains out.
In a matter of speaking.
That's Unforgivable. Oh, have you seen that Unforgivable?
Which one?
It's called Unforgivable Zero.
No.
It's like really random quick ones, really random quick stories, like in the middle of the night with a night vision camera on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one part where he goes, he said, I forgot what it is, but he's like, I smacked that bitch so fast, smacked that bitch in her mouth, went out to the tool shed, got a chainsaw, hacked her brain into pieces, took them, ate them, shit all over her parents' face, and he's just, then all of a sudden, I don't know, it's same guy too, then all of a sudden he's like, loved her, hated her, blew her brains out. Unforgivable. I was like, what the fuck? It's so weird. Those are so fucking weird. It's so weird. What? Wait, what?
Fucking unforgivable.
Oh, fucking Ricky, that's his name. Well, the character. Your guy's, Gunner.
Gunner?
Me and Donald and I were just, like, are friends with, like, everyone in our electronic media class now. Alright, I'm gonna go outside. So let's play another song.
So, I'm gonna play the next song, which is... Which one?
Devour.
Okay. The song is called Devour by the band Shinedown, and we hope you enjoy it.
Devour by Shinedown. Hope you enjoyed it. What are we talking about? Carl's just got Mummies Alive.
Yep, Mummies Alive.
Tell them about Mummies Alive.
Korean Mummies Alive.
Tell them about Mummies Alive.
Hmm?
Tell them about Mummies Alive.
Mummies Alive.
Your favorite fucking kid show forever. Your favorite show from childhood.
Well, you know that we're pretty much the 90s kids.
Yeah, and Carl loves Egyptology, so fucking Mummies Alive
fucking
is pretty much
Egyptology, so those
match.
Old cartoon when all the cartoons were like fresh and new and pretty
it's
much
like,
awesome
I like
our
cartoons.
ADD minds. Mummies Alive.
Back when people were proportionally correct in cartoons.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember those days?
Those were the days.
Oh, God. That never happens anymore.
No.
Why don't they do that anymore? It makes me so mad.
Because it's too real.
Ugh. It doesn't... Remember the old Spider-Man cartoon? Remember the old X-Men cartoon?
Yeah. Fucking love the old X-Men cartoons.
I never really watched the old X-Men. I was more a Spider-Man fan. Always. Fucking love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was awesome, too.
Mostly because Carnage.
And Venom. Venom and Carnage were...
Venom's obviously pretty fucking awesome, but yeah. Carnage always was, like, the best to me.
When Venom became, like, a hero vigilante, then it started going and with him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like that.
And then Carnage came and took the show from him, so that was awesome.
The evilness from him, yeah. I love Carnage. Carnage is always my favorite superhero villain forever in the entire history of
comics. I also like the Spider-Man, I forgot what it was, but when he was in the...
Space?
Parallel Earth.
Space?
Like, he had the nanomachine suit.
He had the what machine suit?
Like, the nanomachine suits. That it's a whole bunch of nanomachines, and...
I don't remember that
he
one.
He had a cape, too.
Oh, like the web cape thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
It was, like, an alternate dimensions, like...
It was, like, in the future and an alternate dimension, so I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because he was going to go to space, and something went wrong, and he ended up in an alternate
dimension.
Into
a black hole.
Yep.
No, he went into the black hole because, JJ's son went into the black hole by accident.
Oh, he went to go look
so
for him.
So he went to go
okay,
get
okay,
him.
Okay, okay, okay.
And he got stuck there.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah, I forgot the name of it, but it was, like, Spider-Man 2099 or something.
Yeah, 2099.
Yep. That was a pretty cool show.
And Venom and Carnage in there.
I don't remember them from there. Were they awesome?
They didn't need hosts.
They didn't?
I don't.
Oh my God.
As far as I know, they were most.
So
they were
cool.
Like.
The Carnage.
Solid.
From, the Carnage from Ultimate Spider-Man too, the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need a host either. Cause in the Ultimate Spider-Man universe, Carnage isn't made from Venom. Carnage is made from Well, he's made from a piece of Venom. But it's like
the DNA.
It's a little bit different. It's like a piece of Venom.
Spider-Man.
No, Peter Parker's dad's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else, like another scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it all together.
If you can excuse me for a second, guys.
Hold it for a second. Okay, so as we're saying.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Ultimate Spider-Man. Yeah, so it's made from like Peter Parker's dad's DNA,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else, and a piece of Venom. And
I remember in my Ultimate Spider-Man game, like when Carnage came,
yeah.
it was came and infected Peter, because I guess because the because I guess he had the father's DNA.
Yeah, that's what happened. But I think that's what happened. Oh fuck! I haven't read the comic in so long. I have like all five. I had the 5-issue arc.
And when you were controlling Venom, you had to like go and beat down Carnage slash Parker. It was fun.
I remember that Carnage becomes like his own being. But he still has Spider-Man's power. He has all of Spider-Man's powers.
Because
mm-hmm. he's like, they show like what he's seeing, and he sees memories of Peter Parker, of himself as Peter Parker. And so he starts making his own webs, like out of his body and everything, and like he sort of looks like Spider-Man.
Yep.
And
that's what makes Symbiote so awesome, because they can just pretty much copy any power out of nowhere as long as they, like, part of.
Shut my computer down. But yeah, it was such a good story arc. I love that. He sucks the life out of people.
Yep. To survive.
Mm hmm. He's fucking Carnage.
Venom 2 had to do that.
Yeah. Remember Morbius? The vampire guy? He was pretty cool. He had to suck plasma from people.
Plasma. It always bothered me that they always called it plasma.
Plasma, not blood.
Yeah.
They couldn't say blood. It was a fucking kid show. How'd you go suck people's blood? How'd you go suck people's dick? So yeah, plasma. I get it.
Sure.
Trying to mess with kids. I understand now.
Well, technically, engorges
under
with plasma.
Underlying subtext. Underlying subtext, Carlos. They're telling
that's
kids,
all that whole show is.
They're telling kids to be gay and to drink people's sperm.
No, that's what SpongeBob is for.
No, that's for the new generation. For the 2000s kids. Want to play another song? We've been talking for a little bit.
Okay, we'll go to the next song.
I love the song. I don't know.
Which is another Shine Down song. One of my, I think I could say this is my favorite Shine Down song.
Like ever? Holy crap!
Well, out of Shine Down songs.
I like all Shine Down songs.
Yeah. It's called The Sounds of, The Sound of Madness. Why am I messing everything up today?
Cause you suck at life.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Panda?
That makes it all better.
Yes. Anyways.
Panda wins.
Win.
Panda win. That's a picture.
Panda. Epic win.
Epic win.
Anyways, the band is Shine Down Again. The song is called The Sound of Madness, and we hope you enjoy. Don't you worry.
Always under attack, always coming in last, bringing up the past. No one owes you anything, I think. You need a shotgun blast, a kick in the ass, so paranoid. Watch your back!
Sound of Madness by the band Shinedown. We hope you guys enjoy.
Right now, we feel like we're going to end the show.
End the show. What the?
Hello, Podcast Pendulum?
Hello? Who is this?
How'd you get this number?
I use MapQuest.
Wait a minute.
Timmy?
Yes. Yes, it's me.
Who the fuck do you think you are, calling us after all the shit you pulled?
Look, I know we got off on the wrong foot, but I'm a changed man now.
Sure. We'll believe that when the Spaghetti Army shows up at our door.
Foreshadow.
Funny you should say that, but that's besides the point. I want to make amends with you, Podcast Pendulum.
Amends? Don't you hate us with every fiber of your being?
Like I said, I'm a changed man. Let me prove it to you.
Oh.
Damn it.
Don't tell me. I thought you got that door deadbolted and padlocked, Carlos.
If we replace the bolts with air and padlock with Pepsi that found its way down my throat. then yes, you would be absolutely right.
Damn it! Every fucking time, Carlos.
Hey guys, Simi created me to help out with the show and show you how much he's changed.
Wait, who the hell are you?
My name is Spaghettia.
Wow, Timmy, you're not very creative, are you?
I apologize. The lack of alcohol has been really messing with my mind. It's probably better if I go there myself and explain everything. Hold on for a moment, if you will.
Holy fuck.
You were...
inside of her?
I've been tampering with portal technology.
So you put a portal in her vagina?
Yes, I did.
Wait. Does that mean...
Yes, my good sir. I'm sorry to inform you, but the cake is indeed a lie.
With all these references aside, what's your deal, Timmy?
Ever since Spaghetti 7.5 was mercilessly slaughtered by you fine gentlemen...
Fuck you, Timmy. You shot him with your shotgun.
Let's not shift the blame, Nathaniel. Besides, ever since that untimely death, I've been drinking non-stop.
Hey, Nathan. Ghost rape.
Oh yeah, that reminds me of a video I saw involving Ghostbusters on YouTube.
Wait, hold on. Where did this come from?
Can I fix you guys up something? Some drinks? Anyone thirsty?
Sorry, Nard.
Sure?
Wait. What was the last thing you said?
I asked if you were thirsty, dear. I'll get you some drinks now.
Arsenic. Her design is as clever as her name, I know. Now can you please get back to my story? After my little drinking binge due to Spaghetti's murderer at the hands of you cold-blooded monsters, I enrolled in Alcoholics Anonymous and was able to kick my terrible habit.
So let me get this straight. You swore destruction upon us, set out to destroy everything we hold dear, shoot your friend, fall into a drunken stupor, get help, and now you don't hate us anymore?
That's basically the gist of it, yes.
So exactly what is your plan this time around?
There's no plan, believe me. What can I do to make up for all the travesty I've befallen upon you, despite the fact that you took my best friend's life not too long after taking the life of my brother Fabio?
Anyone hungry? I can make whip up some hot pockets.
Rat poison.
We don't fucking want anything, Spaghettia. Leave us alone.
Don't treat her like that. She's a learning robot. She'll learn to hate you if you aren't careful.
Oh, that's not true. Silly boys.
It's Carlos.
Timmy, what the fuck do you want? Just get to the point, please.
Look, I'm getting quite tired of your relentless attitude, Nathaniel. I'm also growing weary of Carlos' stupid-mindedness.
Carlos is just a very simple man. You have no right to say that. Right, Carlos?
Oh, I'm sorry. I also want to throw up on my knife here, though. I lost track of Timmy's presence.
You know what? Fuck you guys. I was going to be nice for a change and atone for my mistakes. Now I'm going to rape your faces in a manner of speaking.
Oh, and how will you do that?
Maybe with Spaghetti's insistent nagging?
Oh, I love all of you.
Burn it down. Enough! You forced me to do this podcast, Pendulum. Spaghetti, activate the call!
What's that?
That's the march. It's meant to strike fear into the hearts of their foes. Dazzly, is it not?
Oh, fuck.